Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I was thinking, like, what about adding a bit of the ginger tea to it?
What, the tea I just made?
No, the other ginger tea that I had on this, literally just ginger infusion.
Why? Is it that strong?
Yeah, it's quite strong. It's a bit hardcore.
Okay, go on then.
Alright.
Okay, we're going to water it down a bit.
Yeah, it needs to be warm.
It's mellowed it out.
It was a bit.
Like, well, it
was a bit turkey,
like,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Thanks for coming. Maybe this is a lunch, people.
I
not
do
animals.
Love hot buttered rum, though.
I didn't know I did. It turns out I love it.
Don't mind if I do.
I'll come to that part.
And Andy, can I ask you about the food today?
Yes, dear.
Please.
Yeah, Mum. What we're having today, Tom, is so delicious. So,
also, can I just say, today is a perfect example of how me and Randell share a cooking brain.
Because I've been in Stratford
for Lagan, and we've been having this, like, okay, Jimmy's coming Saturday, what we're going to cook? And I was like, okay. So I tend to send him a menu, and then we kind of have a back and forth over what's at, and we decide on the process. Then he starts, then I join him. I had to go to town this morning. I came back. We bought a pressure cooker so we could get it done in time. We've made lamb and prunes, which is a new recipe, isn't it, Deli?
Yes, it is.
It's a brand new recipe.
I'm so happy to meet you. When he said he was bringing his mum, we're like, finally someone's bringing their mum. We've been wanting someone.
There's no one brought a mum, but I'm first.
Yes.
I just thought the symmetry of it.
Yes, no, it's a very nice symmetry. Thank you for thinking of that.
Deny
please, please take a seat.
Literally, as we were turning around the corner, she was like, I didn't want to bring Madeline, I didn't want to bring your wife. Like, I was like, as we're pulling in.
They were arguing on the way in, and then I was like, I need to put the plates in the oven, and she got really annoyed with me.
She said, we cannot serve them food on cold plates.
I'm putting this food on a cold plate.
Nikki understands.
Thank you.
Nikki understands.
Let's talk about the food, shall we?
Can I open the pot?
You can open the pot.
Wow.
So, this is a brand new recipe that I've written for you.
Oh, my God.
It's a lamb and prune kind of stew situation.
Deli.
It's got some spice. It's got some a little heat, but not. It's not hot or anything like that.
Nice.
And then we've got like a little cucumber sweet pickle. Mm. And then this is a roast onion fungi.
Ooh,
fungi is like Caribbean polenta.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like Gary, it's a bit Gary, like fufu, it's a bit like anything like that.
I've had fungi.
Yes. So
yeah,
this is cornmeal.
Wow.
So this is cornmeal, and traditionally it's made with okra and like a tomato gravy, but I've been experimenting with loads of different ways. We make a plantain and coconut one with mashed plantain and coconut milk.
Yeah.
This is a new one again for you we made a roast onion chicken stock. And it's got those crispy onions. I love those crispy onions in a bag.
Yes.
They are delicious.
I like them.
It's like, you can make your own, but they don't taste good.
Yeah.
So we've got the crispy onions in a bag on the top.
And then what did you do with the greens?
And then the greens have been seared off quite a hot pan and then roasted off a bit. And then I've made a dressing with almond milk and really fancy creme fraiche because I was in Marylebone High Street this morning. And loads of herbs and a little bit of green chilli.
Amazing. Yeah, it was kind of anointed with this amazing sauce. It was fantastic. It looks really good. Thank you so much.
Is there prunes in here? There are prunes, but they're cooked in now. And it's lamb neck. It's like a lamb neck prune situation.
Absolutely what I wanted. Let me have a sip.
I'm glad I'm not driving.
Yeah, Jimmy can drive. Have a sip of that. We'll have the rum.
Yeah, this is...
It's nice, huh?
Yeah, this is good.
We also have a tea of cardamom, chai, thyme,
and
bay. Did you put bay? And a little bit of bay and vanilla honey. So
I saw, I don't know what program is it. I saw somebody make some tea like this. Recently, only...
You remember the tea though, right?
Well, I mean, hot buttered rum is very Caribbean.
Hot buttered rum? No, hot buttered rum is kind of American.
Right, yeah.
It's like Southern American.
I'm getting sort of eggnog. Like a sort of hard eggnog.
It's cinnamony, nutmeg.
Something like they like in the South.
Yeah, James Martin's in Houston.
James Martin,
he had hot buttered rum. That's fantastic.
I like the sound of it.
That's what we said. It just sounds good. Hot buttered rum. It sounds like a magical land.
Yes.
Where's that? I want to go there. So what does Madeline do? Because I read an interview.
She's an artist.
An artist. Because I read an interview with you. It was really interesting talking about the loneliness of parenthood as a dad in the beginning.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I was thinking, wondering about your family setup and whether Madeline went out and worked and you were, because obviously you're a writer and you write from home.
Yeah, well, when we had like our first kid, I was working pretty much standardly in an office, like on a magazine. But then I think later on, it shifted to the point where I went freelance. It's kind of ebbed and flowed a little bit more. And like the onus, I've got to say, is still like Mads has probably done more, like almost certainly done more. But I've always tried to be as engaged as possible. Right from the beginning, I remember, I can't remember that exact piece, but I probably wrote it around the time that Madeline started her own business. So with the kind of costume and clothes making side of things, she's a sewer. If I could have brought a plus two, that would have been the
deal. You could have brought a plus two.
Oh, no.
Who would have had the kids?
Okay. Anyway, part two.
We meet Nikki today and we meet Madeline.
Around your house.
Yeah, I'm starting a new podcast where I invite people around. It's called Mixing It Up.
Oh my God, you're so inspired.
That's brilliant.
Thank
what
you.
A guy. Because my mum's a single parent, and so that's the story I know.
Yeah.
And that kind of, I only learnt more when I got older, my mum talking about the realities of it's all up to you, not just putting food on the table, but there is no person to discuss the decision with, which I'm sure you probably preferred sometimes.
Yeah, it can be hard, that stuff. But then also,
I have a renewed appreciation for that.
Yeah,
like being fortunate enough to be in a family where there's two parents, they're both involved, and there's someone else to like tag.
Yeah, someone else to talk to.
And like, my mum shouldered all of that on her own, like, you know, which is really, really.
And you had the three boys.
Mm.
God, I just had this one, and I was tired.
Imagine three of her.
Genuinely cannot. I don't know how you did that.
It's tough.
Nikita didn't even like me to be on the phone. She would stand in front of me when I was on the phone going, you love the phone more than me.
Well, we had
and I'd be like, right now, correct.
But that's sort of sweet. It forges like such a bond, doesn't it?
Didn't feel
sweet.
Didn't feel sweet. felt annoying.
What it does is it turns into this, which is extreme codependency.
Well, yes.
From both sides.
It's true. She said she might move back to West London the other day and I had a sort of slight panic attack.
Yeah, I know. See, but this is interesting to me because do you guys live close to each other now?
We do.
Right.
About 30 minutes. His brother is 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And my eldest is 220 miles.
Oh, 220 miles. Yeah. Well, good. Okay, so we know exactly where everyone is.
Yeah.
How often are you all together? Do you celebrate things together a lot?
Yeah, we are off. We are, like, particularly the London contingent. Like, yeah, we're together quite a lot.
Yeah. Do you phone each other? We're really very phony.
I don't know if we are a little bit, but I'm constantly getting it in the neck. My mum not having this idealised perfect daughter that would have always phoned her and checked in.
The daughter that never came.
And just being saddled with like these useless sons that never pick up the phone and just want to just like,
can't park the car.
Don't want to chat. But we do, to be fair, we do. Good. We do try.
They're good.
And I think, and it's always strange when you only really notice these things when you interact with like other people, like your friends, and you're like, oh, I've got to call my mum, or families are all different and set up differently, but I'm always slightly like surprised when people are like, oh yeah, you know, I've not really spoken to like
to my mum for a few
weeks. Yeah, yeah, like, I know, for a few weeks.
We speak several times. I mean, we are not the usual, but we speak several times a day.
No.
If we haven't spoken all day, it's a bit, it's an odd day.
Yeah.
It's something really weird.
I feel guilty and I feel bad.
No, no, no.
When I've not, no. No, but no, when I've not checked in,
try,
I do.
Actually.
We do try like every
they
day.
They do try. And, like, between it's only us. Recently because kids are growing. Mm-hmm. They have more stuff to do with their children. I mean, before I used to see the two in London every week. Because I'll go and do grandma duties. Mm-hmm. 2 days here, 2 days there.
Jesus. How many grandkids do you have, Nikki?
Now I have 9.
Oh, 9?
Mm-hmm. I mean, my family, we're so close. We are so many. I come from, there were 9 in my family.
Yes.
Everybody's got, all my nephews and nieces, we're so close.
Yeah.
Till today, you know.
Me too.
If you don't call me for a week or two, they'll be saying, oh, sorry, auntie, I haven't called you.
Good.
You
know. I mean, I'm so used to that. I remember somebody saying to me, oh, the whole family was over. And I said, and how many people was that? And they were like, 4. I was like, 4 people? How does that work? But it's a very different dynamic. What's interesting is like, you know, we were talking about the food thing.
Mm.
And, you know, if you look at even at this table, like that fungi.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's such an African energy.
I was going to say we have similar thing up north, from the north.
Mm-hmm.
And dipped, it's corn, isn't it? It's
called corn,
It's called tuo. It's made from corn. It's done like that. Tuo.
Tuo.
Yes. Yes.
And you turn it like that in the thing.
They turn it like that. I don't come from that.
Yeah.
Well, I do, but I don't. I'm city girl, so
kind of
city life
princess.
Lagosian
princess.
Some food we will not serve in my own home, kind of. Not because of anything. We just don't know
it. You just don't know. Yes, it's regional.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
But there is two, and it's quite, you know, especially with the northern Nigerians, that is their staple food.
Ah.
And they make it from rice too. They call it tuo shinkafi.
Oh my goodness.
Which is made from rice.
And in Ghana they have rice cakes as well.
Yes.
And then Kwazi Brenyamensa. I don't
know if
that thing with the peanut.
And then this one is almost like kenke. Kenke.
Kenke, yes, exactly. And then in Angola, it's called fungi.
Mm.
We call it fungi in Antigua. And I only discovered it was called fungi like last year, the year before. I was like, oh, it was from Angola.
This is what I love about right now, that there is this real energy now to like reforge these links and find these connections. And food's a great way to do it. But obviously, language, music, like Afrobeats is, you know, is
biggest
kind of
music
a
in the world,
manifestation of that. But, you know, Afrobeats is so indebted to dancehall, to, you know, to Caribbean swag generally.
How was the food today?
Mum, you go first. How was the food?
Oh, I enjoyed it. I really like the fungi.
Fungi,
I like the shaping of it too. And I love the lamb. Wow. Mm. So soft. Everything just amazing. Nice. I loved it all.
Yeah, I really loved that lamb and prune stew. It was amazing. Such wonderful flavours in there. Nice sweetness, nice bit of heat. And the fact that Andy said she might call it Jimmy's lamb is, I'm really going to hold her to that.
If I was you, I'd get in there because there'll be some Tupperware to, you know, I think Andy's got a pretty decent stock of Tupperware.
Yeah,
you know,
the Tupperware queen. Thankfully, I brought a woman who has definitely brought her own as well.
That is the Nigerian in her, because in Nigeria when you go to parties you also take away.
They'll
feed you to the brim and then you get takeaway too, so I'm looking forward to the takeaway.
It's really good to not have that awkwardness of, oh, can we take some with us? Like, they've got a sophisticated Tupperware operation there. Andy's bagging it up. Yeah, it's going
to
be
big time. A nice way to spend a Saturday afternoon in their home.
Absolutely. When he told me, I said, oh, I'm a fan of her. You know, I really have followed her many years. Because she just brings across something different. And then meeting her daughter and that program they did when they went to, is it Caribbean? I was like following them. And then when at the end of it, they said there's like 40% Nigeria. I said, I've always said it. So I just confirmed. I knew it. I just confirmed that. In fact, yes.
And so, and so if you were to have Andy and Makita to your home, what would you make them for dinner?
I'll make her jollof rice.
Yeah,
and it. Some lovely stewed up beans with plantain and sauce that she will remember.
Yeah, yes. Part two, to be continued.
Exactly.
Yes, watch this space.
Exactly.
I never really understood that as a kid. It's like, no, you were literally the first round of black people discovering new ways to be here.
Well, not exactly, obviously, because historically we know we understand differently. But yeah,
but from, I mean,
from our Caribbean yes. families or our African families.
Yeah, yeah, and reflection, I feel like there should be a lot of pride in what your generation and you lot
there is.
Did with
being I am
here.
Proud and I am I think Jimmy, you know, I realised that we were punching through ceilings all over the shop, and we continue to do that, and we still do that.
Well, Jimmy said, Nikki said to him, keep your eye on the prize.
Keep your eye on the prize and don't get distracted by all the accusations that people may have about who you are or what's expected of you or who other people think you may become or might be or be already.
Yeah.
You have to decide which path you are going to forge for yourself and then, you know, do it.
Thank you, Nikki Famurewa. That's some good advice. Keep your eyes on the prize. I love that. Our first mother.
I know. I really, it's interesting because when we started thinking about this, I kind of thought people would bring more family people. It's actually been more friends and stuff. Yeah. Has it been a bit? Has anybody else got any family?
What? I think it's just been a bit of everything, which is kind of what we really did
want. Yeah, also.
But today having someone's mother, it felt really special. It felt very different.
Their relationship is interesting, isn't it? Jimmy is very tender with her. I thought that was really lovely.
Mm.
Like boy with his mum. It's like the very tender...
And man with his mum as well.
But you can see the boy in him when he talks to her.
Yes.
And there's a really lovely appreciation he has of her and all that she's given him. And I think that's a really beautiful thing to see. Like just like in every movement he makes with her.
Yeah, but the great thing about bringing people around the table with people that don't know each other so well is that when we first started talking to Nikki about her first experiences in London, Jimmy said, he was like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I love that because it's like we're asking questions he wouldn't ask his mum.
Yeah,
but absolutely. Around the table...
Yeah.
It all gets chatted.
Everything. See, what did we say? Everything. All life is here.
Yeah.
Here.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.